Blog Talk Radio.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome everyone to this fabulous Sunday, the last Sunday in December of 2015. And I have to tell you, I'm applauding those of you who've jumped on to be on the program today, because I didn't decide until first thing this morning that I was going to actually do the program, because I thought I had another obligation, but that ended up not happening. So life is good, and we get to do this broadcast. What I love about this broadcast is that I get to talk with you about how to prepare your home and living space for 2016. I do this every year, and I will be posting the instructions written on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook. You can also follow me at The Mystic Mona on Twitter or Psychic View on Twitter. Both of those are my tweets or my Twitter handles that I use. But I wanted to let you know that for those of you, there's a couple of you that have dialed in that have blocked your number. I do not take blocked calls. The reason I don't take blocked calls is because I've had a couple people call in and just be absolutely mean to me on the air. It doesn't happen very often because this is a very positive and energetic space. But the reason I don't take blocked calls is I've had a couple people call in on the few times that I've actually done it, and they've been mean to me on the air. So that's why I don't take blocked calls. So if you have not unblocked your call, and you do that by dialing *82 and then dialing the number here, 347-850-1494, then I can see your number and I'll get you on the air. But if you're still hanging in there and you want your call blocked, I'm just assuming that you're just listening into the program to get the information about how to prepare your home for 2016. So here's what you do, is sometime in the next couple of days, go to Whole Foods or Sprouts or one of those markets and ask for a sage and cedar burning stick. You're also going to go to the grocery store and get yourself a bottle of distilled water, you know, big gallon bottle of distilled water, all right, and a spray bottle. I get that at the dollar store because it's a dollar. Okay, so everything I'm telling you to get should cost you less than $10. So you're going to get the sage burning stick. Those are usually a few dollars, maybe $5. And then you're going to get a bottle of distilled water. You don't have to get anything fancy, so that's a dollar. And then you're going to get a spray bottle, a really good spray bottle that's not been used for anything else but this, all right? When you get these items home, on the outside of the bottle of the spray water, I want you to write the word love, all right? You can also write it on the outside of the bottle of the distilled water. You're going to pour that water into that sprayer, and you're just going to let it sit for at least 24 hours. So you want to do that sometime in the next couple of days so it has 24 hours to absorb the word love into the distilled water, all right? The second thing you're going to do is you're going to actually do a big ritual of release. You're going to go through your house. You're going to clean the crap out of it. You're just going to get rid of stuff. You're going to do a big trip to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill. You're going to get rid of things that you're not wearing, things that are broken, things that you're not using. All of these things you gather up and you get rid of. if there are pictures of people that have been nasty or mean to you that you still have around your house, pack those away so that you're not looking at negative influences. There are people that have issues with their parents, for example, and they have these smiling pictures of their parents when actually they create pain for them. Pack those pictures away. You don't have, just pack them away. You don't have to look at anything that's supportive of the energy that I'm hoping to promote for you, help you promote for you in the new year. Now, you know that my whole basis of readings is based on awareness. The more aware you are, the more power you have. So what this energy does is it clears your living space into neutral energy. So again, the three things you need to get: a spray water bottle that's not been used for anything else, a brand new spray water bottle, get it at the dollar store. Then go to the grocery store and get yourself a bottle, at least one bottle, of distilled water, all right? And the third thing is a sage burning stick, or sage and cedar burning stick. Either one's fine. This should cost you less than $8 for all of it, all right? So after you've totally cleaned your house, and you want to clean it so it looks like it's ready for company, all right? Because you actually want the company of good energy to enter your house. So that's why you're going to put everything away, you're going to clean out stuff, you're going to literally get rid of stuff you're not wearing, even if it still has the tag on it, okay? Even if you know that if you lose 20 pounds, you can fit in those jeans, get rid of them, buy new jeans, okay? So get rid of whatever you're not actively using in your house. There's a system that I heard, I think it was Martha Stewart or one of those shows, maybe it was the Today Show, where you take all the hangers in your closet and you face them backwards. And then every time you wear something, you put them in the normal way, you know, the way you would normally put a hanger in. And at the end of the year, you get rid of at least half of the hangers that weren't turned around the normal way. Do you see what I mean? So you really do get to be critical about what you wore during the year. All right, so you're going to clean your house. You're going to get rid of everything you're not wearing or using. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to sit down with a sheet of paper and you're going to write down the names of people that have done something to hurt you over the last year. Maybe it was an unkind word. Maybe they took credit for something you did at your job. Whatever it is, you're going to actually write down their names. Write down their name and what they did, all right? When you've exhausted the list, on the other side of the sheet of paper, I want you to write down where you weren't as evolved as you could have been with human interactions. All right. So this is things that you feel guilty about. They go on the other side of the sheet of paper. All right. At the bottom of the sheet of paper on both sides, you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. You're going to crumple it up and you're going to just crumple it up. Okay. So now here's the ritual for cleansing your house. You're going to, this is after you clean the house, after you've done it all. You're going to take your sage burning stick. You're going to light the end of it. You're on the inside of your front door. You light it and it flames up. You wait till it flames up so all the little ends of the sage are lit and flaming. Then you blow it out and you'll see the embers of the ends of the stick and it should start smoking like crazy, okay? So you want to keep blowing on it throughout this ritual to keep the smoke going. If you need to relight it, that's fine. Now, if you can't stand the smell of sage and cedar, get yourself some incense. You can do this with incense as well. It's anything that smokes. Don't use a cigarette because that's nasty. Okay? So incense or sage and cedar. You're going to face the inside of your front door. All right? You're going to hold the burning stick above your head at 12 o'clock. So you want to imagine a clock. It doesn't matter what hand you hold the sage burning stick in, but you're going to hold it above your head. And then you're going to do a counterclockwise circle around the inside perimeter of your door. So I want you to imagine that you're going to go to your left, and then you're going to go to the bottom of the door, and then you're going to go all the way back to the top. And you've made a circle. So it's around the inside perimeter of your front door. Then you're going to turn to your left and around the whole inside perimeter of your living space. you're going to actually walk along the wall with your sage burning stick. So your sage burning stick is going to be putting smoke all the way around the inside perimeter of your house. So it's like you're tracing the whole floor plan of the inside of your house. So after you do the downstairs, if you have more than one level, you do the downstairs first. Then you do the upstairs counterclockwise. Then if you have a basement, you do the downstairs. If you have three floors and the bottom floor is the ground floor, it's the bottom floor, the middle floor, the top floor. And then you come back downstairs because you will come right back downstairs after you do the third level, whatever that is. When you get back to the front door, now you're going to go at 12 o'clock again, and now you do a clockwise circle around the inside perimeter of your door. Then you're going to face to your right and go back exactly the way you came. So you're going to do the downstairs first clockwise, then the middle floor, then the top floor. If you have a basement, then it's the middle floor, or the floor that's at your front door. Do that clockwise that, then clockwise the next floor up, and then clockwise at the bottom. All right. When you get back to the front door again, one more clockwise circle around the inside perimeter of the door. All right. Then you step outside of your front door, do a clockwise circle around the perimeter of the outside of your door, and then walk clockwise around the whole outside of your house. If you're in one of those attached homes or apartment complexes where you can't do that, don't worry about it. It's mostly about the inside of your home anyway. When you're done, you're going to take that sage burning stick. You're going to take another match to it or some sort of flame source, and you're going to light the sage burning stick again. And you're going to burn that crumpled up piece of paper that I told you to do before you do this ritual, all right? And then you extinguish the sage burning stick by dipping it into a bowl of water that you've poured from the distilled bottle of water, all right? Then what you're going to do is you're going to open up all the windows in your home. You're going to allow fresh new air to come into your home. Now, you're going to do this whole ritual, the sage burning ritual, as soon as you wake up on New Year's Day. Then you're going to take the bottle of water, the spray bottle of water that you've written the word love on, and that bottle has sat, that sprayer has sat for at least a day, 24 hours. And you're going to go to each corner in your home and just do a light spritz around the whole inside corners of your whole house, just a real light spritz, just to put this wonderful loving energy into your home. So what the counterclockwise circle of your home does first is it eliminates negative energy. When you do the clockwise circle on the inside of your home, it seals in the neutral energy. When you go through your home with the bottle of water, the distilled water with the word love on it, and you spray in those corners, you're actually inviting love into your home. So after you've sprayed with this bottle of water, you're going to close all the windows. Now, your home should smell a little like marijuana, which is okay, but it should have sort of an ozone-y, clean smell to it, because you've already done the hard work of making sure the house is clean before you do all this. So now the energy is set for the new year. Now, in our household, we do a ritual. It's an eating ritual that we do at the end of the day on New Year's Day. And that is, we have black-eyed peas because it's a Southern tradition for luck. So we have it doesn't matter how many you have. You can buy the canned ones and just cook them up and just have a spoonful of them. But we like the way they taste. We like the savory taste of black-eyed peas. And I have a recipe that's awesome. So if you guys want my recipe, maybe I'll just post it on Facebook when I post the cleansing ritual. So on Facebook, on my Mystic Mona page, by tomorrow I will post the ritual for how to cleanse your house, okay? So look on the Mystic Mona page on Facebook for that. By tomorrow morning I'll have it up. And then I'll also have my black eyed pea recipe. So the things that we eat in the evening on New Year's Day, it's sort of closing the day. And by the way, the 1 year that we didn't do this ritual, I'm just telling you, the 1 year we didn't do this ritual, our house was burgled. I'm serious. It was, and we do it every year. But for some reason, we were traveling. We didn't get to do it on New Year's Day. And a couple months later, our house was burgled. So I'm very, very loyal to this ritual. I do it every year, no matter what. Even if I'm not there on New Year's Day, I do it as close to New Year's Day as possible. but the ideal time to do it is New Year's Day. But here's what we eat. We have the black-eyed peas, that's for luck. We have some sort of leafy vegetable. I usually make a big Caesar salad. That's for money in the new year, right? We have some sort of meat. Sometimes it's ham, sometimes it's steak. Doesn't matter what it is, but it needs to be from an animal that doesn't scratch backwards. You don't want to use you don't want to use like chicken or turkey. So this is, again, this is a ritual, so we do it. And then the last thing that we have that day is something sweet. So it could be chocolate, it could be a cake, it could be something, whatever it is, something sweet. So the black-eyed peas are for luck, the salad is for money in the new year, the meat is so you never go hungry in the new year, and the last one is for sweet surprises in the new year. Now, there's also a ritual that people do at New Year's Eve at midnight where they eat 12 grapes or 12 cherries. And the reason they do that is that it's to bring luck for each month of the new year, right? There's another ritual out there where people wear polka dots on New Year's Eve to represent money coming to them. So the polka dots represent coins. So there's lots of wonderful little rituals out there. But I will post how to do the house cleansing on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook today. So you'll be able to look it up tomorrow sometime. So now, on Wednesday, I'm doing a two-hour broadcast. Now, this is the one time per year where I allow you to ask a very open-ended question. What's the most important thing I need to know in 2016? I don't normally allow you to ask an open-ended question like that because this program is designed for a very specific question, and usually an open-ended question like that is really a full reading. So some of you have been very clever about asking that question, but this program and the one today is all about asking a specific question. So you can ask about career, love, whatever, you know, a person, a situation, how to handle it. That's where what this program is designed for. But on Wednesday, doing a special two-hour program because it's December 30th, where you get to ask the question, what does 2016 hold for me? And I will very quickly go through and tell you what to look for. Sometimes your power month comes up in that reading, so make sure you mark your calendars for Wednesday at 5 p.m. So I'm going to go in order of the calls, in order of hold time. So I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. What's your question?
Hi. If you see... if you see a new job soon.
So we're going to ask about job. So what's all that clanking in the background? You cleaning up Christmas dinner?
No, I'm taking care of, I'm a caretaker. I've talked to you before.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so it's saying here that the way to leave your job is to not feel guilty about leaving it.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, because there is a big leap. And it's saying that February is your big power month to get the new job. So
okay.
Do you already know of one that you want?
Okay. I do.
Can whatever
I
you're doing,
try?
Can you stop? Because it's coming right over the phone.
I'm so sorry. I've lost my phone, so I can't leave the room. I apologize.
Well, that's fine. But whatever it's clanking right through the phone. So whatever
okay.
You're doing. And it's making
it's
it hard for you to concentrate.
I'm sorry. It's the gentleman I'm taking care of.
Okay. All right. So it's saying here that there's a new job for you in February. So what I would recommend is you start very actively looking for how your skills can relate to a new opportunity. And according to this, it's going to be a no-brainer for you to leave.
Okay.
It's going to be a much better opportunity because it all starts from you being honest that you don't want to be where you are anymore. But I feel like there's a lot of guilt that's being pushed on you by the family for you to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're... Are you
still
there?
Will be. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. But what I'm telling you is that you have this card that says this family's been absolutely rotten to you.
Yes.
And so the thing is that they will do this to whoever takes your place because
yes.
They don't, I'm just, you are correct in leaving this job. Totally correct.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You.
And what I'm actually seeing here is that you work for a woman next that is wonderful.
She in a wheelchair?
She might be, but what I'm getting is that she, what I like about her is that it's like you feel like more like you're her friend, and you're taking care of your friend than you're taking care of an obligation.
Right. Thank you.
So, all right, my friend. And I, you know,
thank you so much.
What you do, Pat, what you do is God's work. Taking care of people that for whatever reason can't totally take care of themselves anymore, that's God's work. And people that sign up to do that work are taking care of an awful lot of karma in this lifetime.
Yes, I know. Yes.
So,
you mean my own
here's
karma.
The thing. Well, but here's the thing is that you can't hold back because the family are so awful. I mean, seriously, the cleansing ritual that I recommended would be awesome for you to do not only in your house, but the house you're living in.
Yeah, that's not possible, and that's where I live. You know, I can't do it. This is my house, and I'll do my room.
Okay, well, you probably can with incense, just if you do it really fast, because the thing is that the fault of these people you have to work with is not the man you're taking care of.
I know.
I mean, if it was just him and they let you alone to do your job, we'd be fine. But that's not the case. The thing is that the next person you want to have come in, you want to set the karmic tone. Even if you just take the spritzer bottle of water, you know, fill the distilled water and spritz the kind of love all the way around the house.
Okay.
Because that would help. If you can't do the whole ritual, at least do that.
Okay.
And every time there's been disruption in the house, go through the house with that spritzer bottle of water and just spray around the house.
Okay.
All right,
got
my friend.
It.
Thanks for calling.
God
see you later.
You. Thank you.
Okay. See ya. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hey. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How
what's
are
your
you?
First name?
Oh, Felicia.
Oh, hey, Felicia. What's your question?
You see. How is marriage? How is marriage right now? How a lot of things going on. Do you see anything changing?
Okay, so here's the thing. What I'm getting in your cards is that it feels like this last year has been so challenging for you, and it part of it is that you're not sure you want to be all in a relationship where it feels like the other person's not committing. And so you have this. It feels like you've been the glue that's been trying to hold the relationship together for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
Of course, yes.
Okay, so here's the thing, and this is going to be the hardest thing you do, because you're kind of a person of action. You really want to do something to fix something. And what my cards are saying is that I want you to let go of trying to fix anything. I want you to let go of the energy of trying to cover his ass or make sure everything's okay. I want you to stop that energy. If he runs out of boxers, well, darn it, you didn't get to the laundry. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stop being so much of a giver here. And when you get the question, well, why didn't you clean my boxers? Say, well, I was too busy.
Okay.
You see what I'm trying? I'm just using that as an example. But what your cards are stressing here is that there's a saying, Eckhart Tolle comes up with this wonderful saying, and it's the thing that I most took away from his CD that I listened to, which is, do nothing to cause yourself pain. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, do not put your fabulous vibration and energy in the path of pain. Because the more you put in that, the more it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is a deep letting go of whatever you've done in the past to try and draw this person toward you. I want you to have this person make an effort instead of you making all the effort. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend.
Yes.
I hope that helps.
Thank you. Yeah,
all right,
it is. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, bye. right, I've got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mike. What's your question?
Well, quick question. I've been working a pretty decent job of late, and a new one's kind of come into the forefront. It's kind of in the same industry. You know, it's just bartending and so forth because there's a little disorganization where I'm at because it's new. I just kind of want to see if maybe if I do, like, both or maybe switch to the other or just stay pat.
Okay. Right now is not a time for big changes. Right now is a time for your sparkling personality to engage every single person that you connect with at work. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing I want you to do. Do you have somebody that could film you making drinks or anything? Do you have somebody that as a favor to you could do some filming of you?
I mean, with their cell phone, sure.
Well, there's one of those. I would say that an investment for you that would be pretty awesome would be one of those little to-go cameras, I can't remember what they're called. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Yep.
Don't spend a lot of money. Go to
GoPro.
A pawn store and buy it. Yeah, GoPro. Go a pawn store and buy it. Just buy one, all right?
Right.
And ask your customers, the ones that you like the best, that sit at your bar, to watch you mix to film you mixing drinks.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm serious about this.
Oh, no, I know you are,
I want you to take, like, what is your favorite vodka? Mine is Belvedere, by the way.
No, I'm a big Grey Goose.
Okay, so you like the slightly bitter taste that Grey Goose has, and I personally like the way Belvedere tastes. But wouldn't it be wicked cool if that's your favorite vodka, you start creating drinks, you start filming yourself creating drinks, and then you post them on YouTube with that vodka?
Right.
Okay, and
absolutely.
Then you email them to the marketing person or you tweet them to Grey Goose on Twitter. Because you want to become, because we already know that you're charming and good-looking, you want to become the face of that vodka. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
The thing is, with the bartending, I mean, I'm going to get my real estate license online here in California.
Right.
You know, after the first of the year and kind of move forward with that, because I need to get back into some type of professional thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, just the people that I work with and so forth in the restaurant industry are starting to drive me crazy. And it's a collective.
Okay.
It's not people individual.
Right.
It's collectively the industry.
I understand. But what I'm getting here for you is that I want you to have a boatload of fun in this chaos.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to make fun of the fact that you're juggling a lot of balls in the air right now.
Right. Got it.
All right. But the thing is that what it's saying here is that between July and October is when you're really going to see that your decision to move forward with getting this professional license was the correct one.
Right.
Okay? Because all of the friends that you make at the bar will probably be one or two of them will be your client when you tell them you have your real estate license. Okay? So, but I want you to do the YouTube videos because it could be Mike the bartender, you know, seriously, Mike the bartender.
Yep.
Mike,
yep.
The bartender and real estate agent.
Right.
You see what I mean? And it all goes to your, because I can see
branding.
You.
Branding yourself.
Exactly. Totally. Okay.
Yep.
So the thing is that you want it to feel like, you want people to feel like when they look at your site and that you have how to mix the perfect Cosmo, whatever it is. And by the way, I would never use a good vodka like that in a drink that has juice.
Exactly.
But that's me personally, because
that's like
waste?
That's like putting Patron in a margarita, but people do it.
Yeah, why do you do that? It's like, oh, I'm going to be hoity-toity and I'm going to use the most expensive vodka for my lemon drop. It's, why would you do that? You know?
Here, let me just steal your money from you.
Okay, tip me more. That's fine. But I actually say, now, It's different if it's like soda. That's different. You know,
right.
Vodka and soda, you're still tasting the vodka. But why would you, you know, why would you order like, it's like ordering a Long Island iced tea and ordering every premium brand at the bar to make it. Why would you do that? You know?
And then $30,
I just,
yeah,
that
$30
was my,
later.
That was my, hello. All right, so that was my little pet peeve I wanted to share with you. Of course, we, you know, we have bottle service at a lot of the really hoity-toity nightclubs in Vegas, and they usually
right.
start at $300 for a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
crazy.
And these people make a, I mean, it's like people pay it. They pay
yeah.
it. It just blows my mind. Anyway, all right, fabulous talking with you, Mike.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this? Hello, 305. Are you there? Hello, 305. Maybe they're just listening. Okay, I'm going to put them back
I'm
on.
I'm here.
Oh, there
no,
you
I'm
are.
It seems that my phone is not operating unless it's on loudspeaker. So sorry
oh,
about that.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's fine. Is this
Mona,
my favorite Deanna?
Yes, it is. And this morning, I didn't see your show on or last night, but I said, I'm going to call in anyhow and see. I'm so happy you're on.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I didn't decide until this morning when I was having my coffee because I was supposed to do something else and then that fell through. So I decided, you know what, I'll go ahead and do my my radio program. And it's funny because my one cat, the one that is the most aloof cat, is not, she won't stay away from me this morning. She's on my lap purring like crazy right now just because, you know, she's glad that we're home and hanging out. So, all right, so what's your question for me today?
Well, I did put in for the job application on the 16th, and then I spoke to the big guy about the end of last week. And then I received on the 23rd an amended vacancy posting, which I don't know what that means, what they've changed
mm-hmm.
yet. But I was wondering what you see. And I will try to call in on Wednesday if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Are you kidding? Oh. You've been one of my most loyal listeners ever since I've had the program on Blog Talk. So, you know, oh, that's right. When I used to do the live at the studio, that's right.
Exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
You've been very loyal. See, and I appreciate.
Well,
you.
You're very smart.
Okay.
You're very smart. So I like what you say to people, and you always learn from other people too. You know.
Well, okay. So this is why you're one of my favorites. What it says here is that the amended you still qualify for the amended job posting, right?
I don't know. I don't see the difference because it's a very specific market. You know, we have to have the certification,
right.
And I
right.
do. No, no.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that in spite of your fears, you end up getting the job.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
And what I would do, since you've already applied, is that maybe the first week of January, you bring them a bunch of donuts. You know, I'm all big on the donut ambush. You know, not on the 4th, because everybody on the 4th is going to be crazy. But on the 5th, bring, you know, 3 dozen donuts to the place and say, you know, I put my application in, and I'm looking forward to the next step, and see what happens. You have a lot of major cards here. This is going to be a big year for you, Deanna.
What are the cards, if you don't mind telling me?
Well, they're, every single one of them is major cards. You have the Sun, you have Temperance, you have you have an extra card in my deck called the Master, which is the most spiritual card you can get. And then you do, and then you have the card that's called, in traditional tarot, it's called the Hermit. But what I like about this card is it talks about lighting the way, that you light the way, which is what I love about these. And then you have a card here that's called Temperance. So,
I know Temperance.
Right.
I
so that means
and the Master.
Yeah, staying very even on whatever happens. Because it will benefit you in the long run. So so that's pretty fabulous. All right, girl, I'll catch you on Wednesday.
Is there any any other card that might make me scared that I could prepare
No, all the cards are talking about here is that you stepping forward and asking for what you want. The two cards I love the best are the Sun and the Hermit card. You've got all your cards are major cards that I just drew for you. Big stuff's about to happen for you. You just need to open your heart, your energy, your vibration to accepting it. That's all.
Thank you. Make it grace.
Okay, I'm going to keep you on hold.
Yes.
See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna. How are you?
Oh, hey, Jenna. What's your question?
I'm currently in the midst of just making some major life changes.
Right.
The one on top, on the top of mind is I'm currently in the midst of moving residence. And I think with this will come a change in career at some point. And I was just trying to see where exactly that may be.
Well, here's the thing. You're supposed to find your spotlight or your expertise in some way. And I'm going to tell you a little more than just your question, just because of the way your cards are coming up. There's a guy here around you that I don't like. He's got a bit of a temper. He's got a very short fuse. He gets impatient really easily. Do you recognize him?
I mean, it might be my cousin.
Okay.
To an extent.
Okay. The thing is that I really want you to spend as little time with him as possible, because he's a very, very negative influence on you. But yet it seems like he's leaning on you to help fix something for him. And I really want you to spend less time with him, not more. And then you have a card here that talks about there are two things. Discipline will lead to your freedom. So the more disciplined you are and the more open you are about what you want, the more it comes to you. So what kind of job are you looking for?
I honestly, I'm not sure. I've been considering going back to school. I've considered just dropping the idea of school altogether and just looking for a job outside my current career right now.
Well, what line of work are you in?
I teach, and I don't want to anymore.
You know, here's an interesting way for you to tweak your career into a brand new direction. And I'm just going to throw it at you because you might not have thought of it, is that people that have been teachers are great HR, human resource trainers.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to actually work with adults that want to be there instead of kids that are on their cell phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of have this, yeah.
So the reason I say that is I don't think you need to go back to school to get that job.
Right.
And what I would start doing is looking for human resources, just any human resource position where you say your goal is to ultimately get into training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if you get in a big enough company, because this is a sort of sidestep or baby step that I'm giving you. If you get in a big enough company, then you want to be in a company that offers tuition reimbursement. So if you go on to get your master's degree or you go on to get a law degree or whatever it is you're thinking about doing, what it's saying here is you got to first be disciplined to make sure you're bringing money to you. Okay?
Right.
Now, the last thing I want to tell you, and this is going to sound really weird, I want you to make sure that whatever residence you're moving to is close enough to something that you get to do physical activity with. Okay? So it could be close to a gym, or they may have, you know, a workout facility in the place that you're moving to. But when I say discipline is going to be your freedom, you need to take better care of yourself health-wise.
Yeah.
Because you're letting that fall by the wayside. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, every night is ramen soup and popcorn, but what I'm getting is that your discipline needs to go to your own personal life. And that once you start seeing that, everything starts to move forward for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 219 area code. Hello, 219. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Liz.
Oh, hey, Liz. What's your question?
Yes, I have a question. I am currently going for my master's in psychology for therapy, but...
Awesome.
Yeah, but I'm having a change of heart where I'm interested in doing industrial organizational psychology. It doesn't involve therapy. It's like you help like with human resources, like with their workers and stuff like that, with business. There's also I can mix it with a business degree.
Well, you know, what's interesting is what I'm getting in your cards is you stepping into the spotlight to actually talk to CEOs of large manufacturing plants about how, in other words, more of a consultant role, more of a sort of a joyful presentation, kind of you're there for a week or a month and then you're done and you move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying here is that I want you to finish that degree. I don't want you to just up and quit. Because what it's saying is that there's something that happens around August where you get to really fall in love with your career. So what I would do is I would, between now and August, and it might be your dissertation, is the presentation that you do about organizational structure or even the joy. Matter of fact, this could be the title, The Joy of Organizational Structure.
Okay.
And I'm actually I want you to chew on that title a little bit, because it may be that you between now and August, or between now and July of this year, you actually write this book that's your dissertation, but you end up publishing it, and then you get hired for like SHRM conferences, you know, Society of Human Resources Management, where you volunteer to be a speaker at their next conference.
Okay.
And then you get people that hire you for, because your mojo is going to be better for companies that have more than, say, 500 employees.
Wow.
But the thing, think of it, if you did the joy of organizational or manufacturing production, the joy of it, that it is all about the philosophy of working, and I'm going to say it, it's going to sound a little crass, but it's getting people to drink the Kool-Aid,
but
in a better way. That it is you getting to the point of a philosophy with the production, and not necessarily just the grind of the hourly wage.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? That you actually make production fun, because there's Pike's Market in Seattle, where they've made the whole go fish thing the joy of working there. Do you see what I mean? And the people that are on board have a great time doing the job, and the people that aren't don't work there. And that you get real cut and dry with, it's almost like, wow, it's almost like you could do the Winnie the Pooh of organizational development or organizational structure. Because there are piglets, there are Eeyores, there are owls. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And it may, I don't even know if anyone's ever written something like that, but I got it for you, that you could create characters that may not be connected with Winnie the Pooh, because, you know, the big famous book off Pooh was The Tao of Pooh. Do you see what I mean? But you could do something where you create characters. You know, who are the people around you? And you come up with your own personality test. There's a lot that can go in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, people will buy the book.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to be the expert that gets up there and gives them the 10 most important things they need to do to make their environment more productive, then they do it.
Okay.
All right. Any questions?
The title of that again, Enjoyment.
Well, you may have to replay the program to get to it, because it came to me and out went. But it could be the joy of industrial production, or the joy of production might be the shorter the title, the better, you know, or production joy. And then the subtitle could be bringing manufacturing to more than just profit.
Okay. Got it.
Because here's the thing, the back page is going to describe everything you do on it. But the thing is that if you haven't decided what your master's dissertation is, it could be this, and then you actually publish it into a book.
Okay.
So it's a twofold quest, but it's saying here, don't jump in it yet as much as you want to. Wait till you have it finished.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Cindy from Vegas.
Oh, hey, Cindy from Vegas. What's your question?
My question is, I just got broken up with yesterday, and I wanted to know what's next.
You got broken up with yesterday?
Yes.
That sucks.
I know.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. So my very first recommendation would be for you to find a group of girlfriends to do something on New Year's Eve. That'd be
okay.
My first recommendation. But here's the thing is that this is saying that he's going to regret it.
Okay.
And it's going to be up to you whether you want him back. So what I want you to do is, you know, you don't have to unfriend him on Facebook. You don't have to delete him out of your phone or anything like that. He got a little scared here. But according to what I'm seeing in the cards, he still loves you.
Oh.
He still cares
okay.
about you. So what I would do is go on to, all right, you know, And I think you're going to hear from him no later than March. And I know that still
okay.
sounds like far away. But between now and March, you want to be awesomely having a really good time. You need to sort of pretend that your life, even if it feels a little devastating now, you need to pretend as though your life goes on without him. And look how much fun you're having. So don't unfriend him. Don't do anything like that. But start posting the crap out of your Facebook page with all the fun you're having.
Okay.
All right. But I really would like you to get maybe two other girlfriends and do something really, really cool on New Year's Eve. It could be going to a kick-ass restaurant, or it could be, because we have a lot of them here, but you probably need to make a reservation pretty quick. But or you have a gathering at your house. So few people, it seems, does a New Year's Eve party anymore. You know?
Right. I'm going to a party on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's even better.
But,
take lots
yeah,
of pictures and post them like crazy on Facebook.
Okay. So he's coming back?
Well, according to this, he's going to miss you. It's going to be up to you if you want him back.
Okay.
But the more quickly you detach from whatever he's going to do, the more he's going to want you.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to decide, do you still want him?
I guess I'll have to call you back when that happens.
Well, according to this, it's going to be by March, and that when he calls you, he's going to say, I don't know what I was thinking. You know, I was like so stupid, because you want him to miss you, but no communication from you to him. And if he calls you, excuse me, when he calls you, don't call him back to like the next day. Don't call him back
okay.
right away. Call him back the next day. Say, oh, hey, I noticed you called. I was in the middle of something and I couldn't get back to you till today. What's up? Real casual. Real casual. Like you're like, oh, you're really an acquaintance to me now. And he's
so
going to go, well,
anyone
hey, you
else?
Know, well, there's a guy here, and it's saying that he's coming into your life. So I don't know, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes I'm, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this is a new guy or if this is a guy that just broke up with you. But there is
okay.
a pretty amazing relationship about to happen for you by March. But it may, my gut feeling says that he's going to regret that he broke up with you. Because you are all that. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. All right, my friend. Let me know what happens. Have fun at the party.
I will. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, oh, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What's your question today?
Just overall of the new year, anything I need to know?
Well, the new year question you can ask on Wednesday. My program today is a specific question. So what do you want to ask?
All right. Well, how about specific on business?
Well, here's the thing. My very, very first reaction to that question is nobody does what you do the way you do it. The more unique you are, the more business you get. What's interesting here is that your mind goes 50 miles faster than most people's, and it's saying that you need to slow down to allow their brilliance to catch up with yours. And we need to stop worrying about money. Because when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. And according to what I'm seeing for you, connected with business, is that you're not going to have to do it the hard way in 2016. That it's more about doing it the way you want to do it. The more unique you are, the more business you get.
Great.
And here's one of the things that I'd love you to think about doing. And I don't know if you were listening earlier in the program when I was talking to Mike on the air and about him doing commercials for certain liquor companies. Wouldn't it be wicked cool if all of your talents could be combined into doing mini commercials for products that you like and then emailing the marketing department at the product you like? Because you know, moving forward, that if you could get somebody to sponsor your shows, that you could probably get more money for them. So let's say, and I'm going to use the vodka example. Let's say Kettle One's your favorite vodka. You reach out to the Kettle One people next time they do one of those industry shows here, because in Vegas they do the Global Gaming Expo. I'm just going to use that as an example. But there's also a food section. So you could actually do a skit connected to that that would advertise that product. Do you see what I mean? That you you could make it more of a marketing thing than a actual show. But because you have so many talents, so much could go into that. So what you do is you actually create a commercial for them, for people to visit that booth at the show. Because people that spend money for this show spend a lot of money for this show. So you could charge something like $5,000 or $10,000 to produce a commercial that they could use about visiting their booth at the G2E show in Vegas.
Cool.
So, but you do it, you send them a sample of what you can do by one of the, when you're doing a rehearsal, you put that product in the rehearsal and then you send them that snippet.
Sure.
And then you say, I can create this for you. So now you've created a whole different avenue of earning income that they could then use in a variety of different social media. But you already have all the, you have already the equipment in place to do it, which is what's wicked cool about that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Fabulous to hear from you. I hope I get to see more of you in the new year.
Me too.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from another fabulous Las Vegas call. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello, Las Vegas. Are you there? Okay, so maybe you're just tuning in and listening.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is Janet.
Oh, hey, Janet. What's your question?
Hi. I'm having to move like immediately because my house is being sold at auction. Yeah, and it was like out of the blue. And I want to find out if I'm going to get another house like immediately, and be able to get my things out quickly.
Well, according to what I'm seeing here, that even though this is a big pain in the you know what to have to do this, it's the best thing that could happen for you. It's like the universe is rewarding you for being a really good person. It's rewarding you for all the hard work you've done over the last couple of years, that even though this is a very, very uncomfortable time, what it's saying is that you land in a place that you like much better anyway. It's healthier for you. So I'm actually seeing that you'll find something very, very quickly, and that you'll probably be in your new place. The two power numbers here are 6 and 11. So
okay.
Here we are on the 27th. So the 6 would take us to Friday, or six days would take us to Friday, which is New Year's Day. So it's probably more likely the 2nd as opposed to New Year's Day.
Okay.
But the 11th, it could be that you're in the new place by the 11th. But I'm getting 6 and 11 as power numbers for you. So maybe the house
mm-hmm.
number is 611 or 116. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's saying
that... Is
this
house going to be sold at the auction? Because that's it, the whole thing is the new owners or whoever buy it, will they let me stay longer?
Well, they'll probably give you a reasonable amount of time to get out. But I think the quicker that you get to move, the healthier it will be for you vibrationally.
That's very true.
So
yeah.
So I would like you to move between the 6th and the 11th of January. So it gives
that
you a good, you know, yeah. So plan for tell whoever that you'll be out by the 11th.
Okay.
And even if you have to go someplace temporarily, like one of those weekly places, then
mm-hmm.
that's just temporary till you find the right place. But I
yeah.
would start moving all my stuff in storage right now.
Okay, that's what
because
I
it makes
about.
You freer to leave when you leave. Do you see what I mean? Don't keep it. Don't
yeah.
don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.